Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers around the world, wherever you may be. Today, we have a very special occasion today. We have a sister with us today, all the way from Pennsylvania. So while the masajid and while the mosques are closed during this pandemic, Allah's doors, subhanAllah, are continuously opened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing people to His religion and to His deen. So I want to first extend a warm welcome to Sister Sheelis Turk. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
So I have just a few questions for you before we actually get into this process. Number one is that how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Just a little nervous.
Yes, I understand. It is a very big decision that you're taking. First of all, I do have to ask you that what led you to Islam?
For many years, I have observed, I'm a very observant person. So as I'm out or as I see a lot of stuff, it's in Pennsylvania, there are lots of Muslims or whatever. So as I got older, I decided to research and search everything. I've read the Quran and everything, and I came to the terms that I really like the religion and everything, and I think it would be the right religion for me.
Okay. And I'm sure that you understand what Islam is, some of the basics of Islam, the five pillars of faith.
Yes.
The prayer, the fasting, the pilgrimage, and the mandatory charity, and also to take the Shahada. These are the five pillars of Islam. I do have to ask you this question. You are very young, and keeping that in mind, a lot of times, there can be some resentment from some family members and so forth. How did your mom or your dad take this? Would you like to share that, please?
When I first said it or whatever, stated it to him, my father, so my mom is married, so I have a stepfather.
Okay.
So he's very religious himself, but he's more on a Christian side. I was never that much into it or whatever. So they were upset at first, but then they came to terms. My mom didn't really want to talk to me about it, but she would talk to other family members that she knew that were Muslim or whatever. And they would tell her, let me read on it. Let me make sure I know what I'm doing. So eventually she came to terms. Even though he still is a little iffy about it, but he realizes that is what I want to do, that they're going with it. And my father, he just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, that I knew what I wanted to do. Okay. He just cared about my well-being of it.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I would say that you are very fortunate that you have parents who are supporting you. There might be some little disagreement, but overall you have parents who are giving you that freedom to make that decision for yourself. And you are very lucky to have parents like that. So what we'll do is that, and last question I do have to ask you is that you are not being forced into making this decision at all. This is totally a decision for yourself, right?
Yes, this is very much a decision for myself.
Okay, good. You have, as you said earlier, you have friends also that are Muslims, right?
Yes.
So what have you seen in them that inclined you to take this step?
They're very I don't know how to say it, but my friends that are Muslim, they take it very seriously, during Ramadan and everything, and their prayers. So I'm very closed off or whatever, but since I knew what I wanted to do, I would ask them for help with things. They would tell me a lot. They would also make sure that I was fine. They would tell me there's a lot with Islam that comes with Islam. You have to make sure this is the right thing you want to do. You have to keep up with everything. Don't let anybody pressure you into it. But if you need help, I'm here for you. So they would help me a lot with it.
So you know what? I have to tell you that your friends have given you the perfect advice, that this has to be with a conviction of heart, and this should be a decision for yourself. And I would strongly advise and suggest to you that once you take the Shahada, you do need to have an environment and an atmosphere around you. And I would say that, try to socialize with them and try to be around them as much as you can.
And, yes.
And I also want to explain to all of our viewers that, SubhanAllah, in the last few days, we've had so many people coming to EPIC, East Plano Islamic Center, taking the Shahada. And this is truly an honor for us that we don't have people only just locally coming now. We have people from other states that are calling in here. And I remember I got the email from Sister Sheilas. I had called her up. I had no idea that she was from Pennsylvania. And I was shocked that people are actually getting online and they're finding, alhamdulillah, our masjid. And it is through the blessing and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are now calling in to our masjid from other states. And this is all the way in the Northeast. But we have people calling, like Sister Sheilas, all the way from there, taking our shahada. So this is an honor for us too, alhamdulillah. So having said that, Sister Sheilas, I'm going to recite the testimony of faith in Arabic. And I want you to repeat after me. And then after that, we're going to do this in English. And then I want you to repeat after me too. Okay?
Okay.
So repeat after me. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasul.
Rasul.
Allah.
Allah.
I bear witness. And testify.
And testify.
There is none worthy.
There is none worthy.
Of worship.
Of worship.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
And testify.
And testify.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad.
Is his final messenger.
Is his final messenger.
Congratulations. Takbir. Congratulations, Sister Sheilas. I want to congratulate you that you have just joined the fastest growing family in the world, which is the Muslim family. I do pray to Allah, I do pray to God that He makes this transition an easy one for you. And I want to strongly, I want to inform you and tell you that this transition, there's going to be some ups and downs, but as long as you are connected to God, as long as you are praying to Allah, then inshallah, by the way, if you don't know, it means that if God willing, okay? If God willing. So inshallah, this journey will be an easy one for you. I want to just also let you know that, we're all here for you. I've been in touch with you for the last few days. You have also my personal number too. So if you need anything, even though I'm all the way here in Texas and you're all the way there in Pennsylvania, if you have any questions, if you need any resources, we can help you out from here. Also, I would strongly suggest that there in Pennsylvania, you have some Muslim friends. If you can find the Muslim community there too, go to the mosque. The day of Eid, which is our main day of celebration, is just around the corner. It could be on, there's a very big chance that it may be on Sunday. So go to the mosque with your friends on Sunday if you can. Or whatever day of celebration that the people of Pennsylvania, they decide to do. But go on that day and just engage in prayer and just get to know the Muslim community around yourself. And any final thoughts or comments that you have, please do share.
I'm just happy that I finally did this. I'm excited.
Okay. And I'm very excited for you too. So once again, this is a great achievement. And I want to, once again, at every single achievement, we always say congratulations. So once again, Sister Sheilas, congratulations to you. And once again, we're always here for you. If you need anything, please do let us know and we will be in touch. Okay. So I will conclude by giving the traditional Islamic greeting, which is Assalamu Alaikum, which means that peace be upon you and goodbye.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. الفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.